Dr. Driscoll, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on the show.
Thank you very much for joining me. So can you tell us a little bit more about the true crime genre?
Oh, the true crime genre is one that's been popular for a long time, and it has a really interesting relationship with crime fiction. When I've interviewed crime fiction writers as part of my research, often they tell me they're inspired by true crime, but then they have to tone it down for their crime novels because what happens in real life is often more outlandish and more bizarre than what they can get away with in a novel.
Really?
Yeah, that's right. So the stories we read about in the newspaper are often stranger than fiction.
Well, you know, going on about politics news these days, I'm more than willing to believe that. Well, crime fiction is popular across the world, not just Australia, but quite often we do hear about the popularity of the true crime story and the true crime podcast. Why are audiences so passionate about these crime fictions and non-fiction stories?
Well, I think crime fiction is, or crime stories are very gripping. So they're often very high stakes and they involve us, and we want to know how things turn out. We want to be able to solve mysteries. And we also, I think, often want a sense of justice being done or a sense that order is restored. And so there's a compelling narrative that runs through crime stories where we want to resolve the mystery and have justice done.
So they rarely feed to that kind of those primal human feelings, right?
Yeah, I think that's right. And new digital formats such as podcasts and streaming services, you know, really kind of encourage that binge listening or binge watching where we want to propel ourselves through the story and find out what happened.
Well, how has our digital culture impacted the way authors can write crime fiction compared to the past?
Well, I think it's impacted it in direct ways and indirect ways. So on the one hand, as I said, these new digital formats for the stories have been very popular, so they're highly visible, and that possibly encourages more people to have a go at writing them themselves. But then, you know, digital technology has filtered through to so many aspects of our life. I was listening to an agent talk at Sydney Writers Festival who said the most important new digital technology was email, just because it enables people to share manuscripts and ideas and work with editors so much more easily than they could in the past. But also writers can find sources online through Twitter and social media, or they can find writing groups and support services there to help them in their careers or share their work and ideas and feel a lot more like they're part of a community. It can be a very solitary business, writing. So I think so many different ways in which digital has transformed crime writing.
Right, I really like that. If you've just joined us here on The Daily, we're talking to Dr. Beth Driscoll, a senior lecturer in publishing, communication and arts and cultural management at the University of Melbourne, about the transformation of crime fiction in today's digital culture. So, Dr. Driscoll, of course there's always the worry about digitization, spelling for hard copies. Selling pretty much the end of hard copies. Should we be worried digital's going to take over?
Well, that's been one of the fascinating things of the past few years. Print is back, and back in a big way. So people used to think that the ebook would mean the death of the print book, but in fact what we're seeing is a hybrid landscape in which there's both print and digital coexisting. So print books are still about 80% of the market, and higher in some areas, like in children's books. But yeah, there's this attachment to print. It's almost like digital has made people appreciate what it is they love about holding or owning a print book even more. A bit like vinyl with music, I guess.
Absolutely. I had some of my textbooks when I was at university on my iPad, and could not stand it. I ended up just buying the physical ones and even buying physical books because it's just that tangibility that just makes it feel you're really part of it, more so than, I don't know, it's so bizarre. If someone was interested in writing crime fiction, I must admit, I kind of think about maybe sometimes I should get into it. How exactly do you get into the industry and start writing something like this?
Oh, this is something that's come up in the interviews with writers I've done. I always ask people how they got their start writing crime. And I think often people, they start off by reading and then they have a go at writing. And then there's a moment of professionalisation where perhaps you go along to a writer's festival and listen to a writer give a talk and find out a bit more about how they've done it. Or another really common way is by entering a competition, either a competition for an unpublished manuscript or for a short story. And as part of those competitions, you can get a bit of feedback on your work and maybe come into contact with agents and editors and other writers and begin that process of moving from writing for yourself to writing for an audience.
Right. Well, I might Google some competitions. although I guess if you're listening at home, you might be Googling it too. So competition, hey?
That's
Dr. Driscoll, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, thanks for having me.